Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks, now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, my name's Ophelia and here's your weekly weather. On Monday, we can expect a light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 8, lows of 4. Tuesday, we can expect light rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 9, lows of 7. Wednesday and Thursday, we can expect light rain showers and a moderate breeze, highs of 11, lows of 8. And Friday, we can expect light rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 12 and lows of 9. I'll update you more next week.
In Eyelight News this week, Beach Grove Surgery in Brayden and the Lake will close its doors next year, with 4,500 patients set to be moved to other practices by the Eyelight Clinical Commission Group. It has been announced this week. Patients have been informed of a decision for managed dispersal of registered patients to other practices. It comes following the news last month that the GPs at Brayden's only practice are to hand back their contract. Following their sellout show and stellar performances at Key Arts in March and at the Isle of Wight Jazz Weekend in May, the Isle of Wight Youth Jazz Orchestra make a welcome return to Key Arts on Saturday, 23rd of November. Formed in 2017 by local musicians Jim Thorne and Jez Ray and aimed at young people under the age of 25 with a passion for jazz, the orchestra has developed into an outstanding group whose flair and ability has gone from strength to strength. They play a wide repertoire of big band music from Ellington's swinging charts to Chick Corea's more modern influences at an incredibly high standard. Figures published by the Office for National Statistics show that 2,115 people in the Isle of Wight area were claiming out-of-work benefits during October 2019. These figures also include universal credit figures. The figures show a rise of 65 since September, when there were 2,050 claimants, and a rise of 605 from October 2018. The latest figures now include the rollout of Universal Credit, providing a broader span of claimants than previously. The number of people recorded as being on the claimant count was expected to rise. Due to the sad loss of a long-standing and well-respected member of our waste and recycling collection crew, there will be no waste or recycling collections on the 19th of November to allow staff to attend the funeral. Collections will be revised from Tuesday 19th to Saturday 23rd of November 2019. There is no change to Mondays, but from Tuesday to Friday, collections will be a day later than normal. Meanwhile, Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance recently flew its 9,000th mission. Their CEO, Alex Lockrane, said, "While I recognise the tremendous achievement of having flown 9,000 missions, I must remind myself that every time the air ambulance is called out, we are responding to someone in a potentially critical condition who requires urgent treatment before they reach hospital. As an independent charity, we could just not do this without the support of our local community." The life-saving charity has responded to 1,887 missions across the region so far this year. And finally, Ofcom has granted Vectis Radio permission to transmit with more power to get to most of the places on the island that currently can't hear them. During the last month, Vectis Radio have had their request for an increase in their licensed area provisionally agreed. This new larger area will be achieved by way of an increase in the power of the station's transmitter situated in Newport, and is subject to the new technical arrangements required going through Ofcom's usual formal clearance process. Station manager Ian Matt said, "We couldn't be happier that Ofcom has granted this increase to our power. It will enable us to cover many of the villages surrounding Newport more effectively." Ofcom concurred with our reasoning that these villages have clear affinities with Newport, and that many people from them travel to Newport for work, education, recreation or retail. Director Kelvin Curry said, Ofcom have issued us with a set of challenging technical specifications to meet, and we are looking forward to that challenge and working with the regulator to achieve the best outcome for us and the local community. Preliminary work has already begun to establish the outline cost of the project so that we can look for funding. Vectis Radio has been broadcasting from its Newport studios on FM 104.6 since November 2017 and has been in existence since 2010. More details on Vectis Radio and how it serves the community can be found on the website at vectisradio.com. That's all, and I'm Jasper Haycock-Sotal.
Hello, my name's Ophelia and here are some famous birthdays. First, Tom Hardy, who is an actor. Next, Gemma Atkinson, who is an actress and model. Then, Paul Scholes, who is a football player. Then, Aurelia Dobre, who is a gymnast. And then, Janet Marara. Can you guess how old they are and what year they were born in? I'll tell you in a minute.
Hi, this is Dylan with my random facts of the week. First up, the world's most densely populated area is the size of two football fields. Santa Cruz Island has 500 people living on it. Imagine 250 people populating one football field. How cramped that would be. Then imagine Santa Cruz, just like that. The Canary Islands were named after dogs, not birds. The name came from the Latin phrase Canary Insulae for Island of Dogs. The amount of people alive now represents 7% of all the people who ever lived. Then only two countries in the world use purple in their national flags. The most expensive coin was sold for around £5,500,000. And last but not least, South Sudan is the youngest country in the world, or the most recently founded country in the world. That's it from me. See you later.
Hello, my name's Ophelia. Remember when I told you I have some famous birthdays? Now I'm going to tell you what year they were born in and how old they are. Number one is Tom Hardy, who was born in 1977. He's 32. Gemma Atkinson, who was born in 1985. She will be 34. Next is Paul Scholes, who was born in 1975. He's 44. Next is Aurelia Dobre, who was born in 1973. He's 46 today. And finally, Janet Manrara, who was born in 1984. He was 35 today, and that's it. More famous birthdays next week.
Hello, and welcome to James's favourite film. Today, I will be reviewing Zootropolis. Zootropolis is a city of animals. In Zootropolis, rabbit Judy Hopps aspires to become a police officer, even though there have been no rabbit officers before her. However, she tries hard and accomplishes her dream, but she is put on parking duty. She then meets con artist Fox Nick Wilde. Judy is eventually forced to work together with Nick to solve a case of missing animals. Zootropolis is only called Zootropolis in the UK. In all other places, it is called Zootopia. Zootropolis 2 and 3 are confirmed by Disney. I can't wait for them. That's all for now. This is James's favourite film.
Hello, my name's Ophelia, and here are some events happening on Monday the 18th of November. First up is Riding for the Disabled at Lake Farm in Rookley from 10:30am till 2pm. Next is Downside Bowlers at the Elwhite Tank Museum in Northwood at 6:30pm. Then Ride Chess Club at Ride Tennis and Croquet Club at 2pm. Then Ride Scrabble Club at George Street Centre Ride at 6:45 p.m. And then finally, West White Men in Sheds, coffee morning at Totland Recreation Ground at 10 a.m. That's all from me.
Hello, this is James from Vectis Radio with the events for Tuesday the 19th of November 2019. So, first we have Newport Scrabble Club at Newport Conservative Club at 7 p.m. Freshwater Chess Club at Freshwater Conservative Club at 7 p.m. Brading Community Choir at St Mary's Church Hall, Brading at 7:15 p.m. Undercliff Singers Group at St Catherine's Church, Ventnor at 7:30 p.m. Tea Dance, Ballroom and Sequence Dancing at the Isle of Wight Community Centre from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with the events on Wednesday, 20th of November 2019. First up is Wellbeing Sin Roof at St John's Church Hall Ride at 11 a.m. Next is Scale Model Club at St John's Annette in Sandown at 7:30 p.m. Next is Coffee Morning in aid of Motor Neuron Disease Association at Freshwater Memorial Hall at 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Next is Friends of Freshwater Library Film Show and Maiden at Freshwater Library, 7:30 p.m. And finally, Samphire Dance Festival for the over 55s at Totland Church Hall at 2:15. That's all, and I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Here are the events for Thursday the 21st of November 2019. Up first we have Neil Olivia, The Story of British Isles in 100 Places at Shanklin Theatre at 7:30 p.m. Next up we have Fishbourne Arts Group annual exhibition till Tuesday the 26th of November. This is at Quart Abbey at 10:30 to 4:30 p.m. Up next we have Bazaar at the Benbridge Village Hall. This is at 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Up next, we have the screening for the film The Vanishing at Cowes Library at 7 p.m. And finally, we have Braiding Men in Sheds at the Braiding Youth Club at 10 a.m. This has been Leon for the events of Thursday the 21st of November 2019.
Hi, this is Dylan with the events for Friday 22nd November of 2019. First up is the Jack Up Christmas Disco Party Night at Lowell Hyde in Shanklin at 8 p.m. Then at 7:30 p.m, the Vectis Astronomical Society How Did Life Start by James Fradgley at the Observatory, Watery Lane in Newchurch. Film Night as a part of Men's Mental Health Week, showing The Italian Job at Ride Centre in Ride, 7 p.m. And then lastly, we have The Country Superstars Experience at Medina Theatre in Newport, 7:30 p.m. That's it from me. I'll see you next week.
Hello, this is Jasper, and this is November 16th in entertainment. First is Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, released in 2001. Second is Home Alone in 1990. Third is Rocky V in 1990. Number 4, Beowulf, released in 2007. Number 5, Green Book, released in 2018. And finally, number 6, Jingle All the Way, released in 1996. I've been Jasper, and that was November 16th in entertainment.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.